It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTMT, and I'm joined now by Chris Versailles. Corner of Wall and Main is his column here in the Washington Times, and today's is entitled Watching Insider Activity Tea Leaves. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Andy, I'm trying to stay cool in a balmy Washington, D.C.
A sweltering Washington, D.C. day. All right, Owlbite, how do you watch insider activity tea leaves?
Well, I think the first thing we should go over is who are insiders. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
And insiders generally refer to the group of people that comprise the higher-ups at a publicly traded company. And by higher-ups, I'm meaning anybody on the board of directors, officers of the company, and those deemed with particular inside information as to what's going on with the company's business.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to keep an eye on them because they, much like other investors, buy and sell the stocks of their companies. And they can be gleaned from them based on when they buy or when they sell that, you know, good news or bad news is coming. And given concerns about corporate earnings that we're about to head into, the economy, and some other things, it's a particularly prudent time to check in and see what insiders are doing.
Okay, now how do you watch the insider, somebody like me?
Well, it's actually pretty easy. There's this thing called the Internet, Andy. And
You mean Al Gore's invention.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a couple easy sites, and I made sure to mention them in today's column, Corner and Wall and Main, as you mentioned. One is at Yahoo Finance. Another is Insider Monitor. And then the other is Insider Insights. And they each have different facets to it. Yahoo Finance, you have to know the company you want to look for. So if I'm looking for, let's say, competitor of the Washington Times, the Washington Post, WPO is the ticker, I'd punch it in and I'd be able to see, oh, are insiders buying or selling?
Mm-hmm.
The others offer some other tools, particularly Inside Monitor, and I like that one in particular because it tells you the big insider moves for the week and for the month. So if you're wondering, geez, who's selling a lot or who's buying a lot, that's a great place to go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, it occurs to me this would be a very delicate balance for executives in companies, executives/investor. If they sell off too big, it indicates trouble. If they don't sell off, does that translate to the company doing well and growing? I mean, what do you do with the information once you have it?
Right. Usually it's more of a confirming sign of what's going on. So, you know, for us, it's not so much them not selling. It's more of a question of what's the action. Either they're buying or they're selling. That's really what's more indicative as to what may or may not be going on. But we have to remember, too, that insiders are restricted to selling during certain periods of time throughout the year. So if there's a big announcement coming, companies report its earnings, there's a large meeting like an annual shareholder meeting, you know, they're generally restricted. So again, it's watching what they do, when they can do it, that kind of leads to a confirming pattern.
Yeah.
What we're looking at.
You know, it's interesting because in the past I have had stock options available to me and a couple of companies I've worked at over the years. Do they also have to let people in on when these people exercise the options?
Yeah, they do. And there's a variety of indicators that they have,
right,
whether it's you're exercising your options, you're buying cash, selling cash equities, that sort of thing. And there's all sorts of codings in there. And the great thing about those three websites is that they spell out all the codes for you, and they tell you exactly what's happening.
Okay, good. All right, now, you speak of pre-announced weaker-than-expected results by some rather large companies.
Mm-hmm.
Why the advanced warning from these companies? Is it just to kind of settle things down before the real bad news pops up?
Well, you can look at it that way, but generally speaking, companies tend to pre-announce when they realize that there's a material difference relative to the forecast that they've given. So it's kind of like a warning shot. Hey, we think it's going to be this, but you're right, essentially. Things are not going well, and we better, you know, tell you in advance so people can adjust their expectations.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, I wanted to ask you specifically about the Supreme Court ruling yesterday on Obamacare. Did you see immediate indicators in financial circles surrounding this decision? If so, what happened and did it settle down?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There was a lot of speculation early in the week, even last week is when we would be receiving the ruling. And there were a lot of people, it could go this way, it could go that way, and you know, rather than jump the gun, I personally wait for the data and try and dissect what's actually being said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some reports out there that I guess a couple companies benefited from an early leak of the data.
Right.
I personally can't say whether or not that happened. I don't know. But what I can tell you is this, is that, you know, the stock exchanges and the SEC in particular, given a lot of what's occurred over the last few years regarding insider trading and things like that, they've developed some very sophisticated tools to look for aberrations in trading and price movement. So I suspect that what some of the headlines are reporting may or may not have happened yesterday, that they will be on the case, as it were.
Yeah, and one I'm looking at in particular deals with a company called HCA, which is evidently the biggest hospital corporation in America. And if you look at what happened between 9:32 and the time of the announcement, evidently, as the end result of all of this activity netted them about $1 billion yesterday.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. So I imagine there may be a few people looking into this.
Yeah. I mean, based on the ticker, I think it's three letters, which means it's probably a New York Stock Exchange listed company, and they will be on it, believe me.
Yeah. All right. And finally, you had mentioned you were headed to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I was actually headed to New York for the Hershey analyst meeting.
Ah, okay.
Where, you know, there were a number of delectable treats they let us try.
And how did it go? Everything all right?
It went very well. I mean, you know, Hershey committed to its long-term targets, which was not a surprise.
Uh-huh.
You know, they confirmed they are benefiting from falling cocoa prices and sugar prices. So, you know, there's some nice wiggle room. It also looks like they're taking market share, which is always good. So all in all, I would say it was a very, very good analyst meeting, very upbeat, very positive.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir, for the update this week. As always, it's fun, and we'll do it again. And, folks, if you need to get in touch with Chris, you can always do it at chrisversace.com. That's V-E-R-S-A-C-E. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Andy. Hey, have a great 4th.
You too.